1842. Prairie schooners drawn by lumbering oxen, long, faltering lines of them moving across America. Families from New York, Boston, Philadelphia, striking out into the western wilderness to make new homes.
John, why have we stopped?
Just to rest a minute or two.
Oh, but John, we're already too far behind the others. We must catch up. It's not good to be just one wagon all alone.
Well, if we don't stop and rest our team a bit now and then, we'll never catch up, Clarissa. I made a bad deal when I bought those two oxen. Oh, don't be frightened, dear. We'll catch up with the others before dark.
Before dark? Oh, we must. It's dusk already. Please, John, the team's rested enough. The thought of staying by ourselves in this awful wilderness with heaven knows what kind of danger.
Now, Clarissa, you calm yourself. We'll catch up.
Get up there. Get up.
There, child. Mama's right here. John.
Mm-hmm.
The baby's face. Her little hands, they're just as hot as they can be. Feel.
The child is sort of feverish, Clarissa.
Oh, John, if the child's sick, I don't know what to do. She's never been sick before. Oh, John, I'm scared. Shh. There.
The women in camp tonight, they can tell you what to do.
Oh, can't you make the team go any faster, please?
It's uphill here, Clarissa. If we push them any faster, they'll lay down on us for sure. Steady there.
Oh, dear God. Please don't let the team lay down on us before we get over this hill. Please don't let it get any darker before we catch up with the others.
Clarissa, it isn't like you to show fright like this. We've been in worse places than this. Keep them moving there.
I can't help it, John. Oh, I wish we'd never come. Something terrible's going to happen to us. I know it. John, I've had a feeling all afternoon. I kept thinking I saw faces watching us. Back there where all those big boulders were.
Yeah, up there. Keep on your feet, you lumbering critters. I'll put a bullet through you.
Please, dear God, let us get to the top of this hill. Please, dear God, let us get to the top.
Whoa.
John, what's the matter?
Look down below, Clarissa. That's camp.
Camp. We're safe. Oh.
You're right on the verge of panicking yourself, Clarissa. What came over you?
I don't know. Hush, child. Everything's gonna be all right now.
Get up there.
Take it easy now. Only a little piece to go yet. As soon as we get there, Clarissa, you hunt up Mrs. Bradford or one of the other women. They'll know what to do about the baby.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm not afraid anymore. Only a little piece to go now, my darling. Don't you fret.
Don't you fuss, Clarissa. This baby's got a few sniffles and a little fever.
She's not very sick, is she?
No. When you've raised four or five of them like I have, you can tell a real sick baby the minute you lay eyes on them. See, she's sleeping like a little papoose.
I don't know what came over me this afternoon. I'm ashamed of myself. We couldn't see the rest of you over the hill, and suddenly I began thinking, what if we couldn't catch up? What if they were just John and me and the baby alone?
I've had that feeling too, girl, many a time on this trip. I make Mr. Bradford stick with the train.
It's an awful feeling. To be cut off from everybody you know, with danger all around you, nobody to help you.
There's danger in this country, all right, girl. That's why we've got to stick close together. Even a pack of wild Indians will think twice before they attack a camp like this. There may not be so many of us, but we can fight them off when we're camped all close together in a tight little circle.
Oh, yes. Everything's all right now, Mrs. Bradford. I'm never afraid when I know we have friends close by.
Come on, Judd. Give us a tune we can sing by now.
The camp town ladies sing this song. Do-da, do-da. named in Doodah, Doodah. Go back home with a pocket full of tin on Doodah Day. Gotta run all night, gotta run all day. Bet my money and a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the bay. Gotta run all night, gotta run all day.
A 100 years ago, Americans crossing the dangerous wilderness of a strange new country knew only too well that one family traveling alone hadn't a chance. They all faced common dangers: hunger, thirst, steep mountain passes, treacherous rivers, bands of hostile Indians. And instinctively, they drew close together, helped each other, trusted each other, else they perish alone. And when they built their first rough little cabins in the wilderness, they built them close together so that neighbor might still help neighbor when the need arose. 50 years more, 1892. No more battles with the Indians, no more mountains or rivers left to cross. But that old idea of neighbor helping neighbor, well, it's become as much a part of America as pumpkin pie and cider. Now, you all know this story.
Daniel, wake up. Do you hear me, Pa?
What's the matter? Oh,
there's a great patch of red in the sky over north. See, it might be a fire.
Yeah. That's a fire, all right.
Oh, Daniel, could it be the Adams place?
No, that's too far north. That's the Milton Winslow place. House or barn or both? You wake up the boys, Mother. Tell them to grab their pants and skin for the barn. I'll hitch up and be waiting for them.
I'll tell them to hurry for dear life.
Oh, it's a crying shame we let it get such a start on us.
All right, get back, everybody. The roof's gonna let go.
Well, Milton, that's the end of a mighty fine barn. I wish we could have saved it for you.
Yeah, I wish you could, Milton.
Terrible thing,
Milton.
Well, you boys did all you could. Me and the family, we're mighty grateful.
Well, it might have catched the house, too, if we hadn't come.
Yes, it would have, for certain.
You know, it was my brother saw it over to our place. Lit up the whole sky, it did.
That was my wife woke me up over to our place. Me and the boys lit out as fast as we could.
You know, we seen it clear over West Hill. Thought it was the woods at first.
Yes, well, I thank you all kindly, neighbors.
Oh, it ain't nothing.
Well, you aren't beholden to us yet, Milt. Save your thanks till after the new barn's raised tomorrow. How about it, boys?
Why, sure, we can raise it.
Yes, sir.
A barn raising tomorrow? But it's middle of threshing time. What about your own places? Well, you can't wait till after threshing to build your new barn, Milt. What about your thrashing?
Sure, what about that, of course?
You want to go and lose all your wheat and go bankrupt?
Sure, and besides, we ain't had a good barn raising around here in a month of Sundays.
Well, now, boys, no use my saying what it'll mean to me and my family. Well, that's what neighbors are for, Milt, to help each other out. It's easier for us all to lose one day apiece than for you to lose the work of a whole summer. All right, boys, early in the morning. Soon as your chores are done, barn raising starts.
I've heard what you said, Daniel Pickens. I heard what all of you said. Milton, I'll be grateful to you all for the rest of our lives.
Well, it isn't any more than anybody's neighbor would do, Mrs. Winslow.
No, I know you won't let us thank you, Daniel, but listen, all of you, tell your women folks to wear their best bibs and tuckers, for they'll be singing and dancing aplenty for everybody right here in this new barn tomorrow night.
Amen.
And now today, neighbor help neighbor has even a new meaning for Americans. We've sent American boys thousands of miles away from their homes to fight for their lives and for the lives of their families and their neighbors. We promised to stand back of them, to send them food and guns and planes and tanks, to give them a fighting chance to finish what they went across the seas to do. That's our part of the job. Let's do now what Americans have always done when there was a job to do. Let's get together with our neighbors and do it. Let's get organized. Organized family by family, block by block. This is a call to you and your neighbors, your family and the families around you in your block to unite. This is the block plan, a new and important part of civilian defense. Its purpose is to settle problems like these.
They say the tank factories will have to close down if they don't get more scrap. Well, why doesn't somebody come and get the junk that's piled up in my backyard? It's been there for a week.
I'd go to work in a defense plant in a minute if I knew someone I could trust to take care of the children.
Say, I'm sorry, mister. I hate to ask for a B gas rationing sticker, but I just plain can't find anybody to ride to work with.
We're willing to cut down on meat if the army needs it, but what else can you feed a hungry family in its place?
This is the way the block plan works.
First, call together the families in your block, every family. Get acquainted with your neighbors, especially new ones who have recently moved into the community. Patch up your quarrels if you've had any. This is no time for backyard feuds. We've a bigger war to fight. That's step one. Get acquainted with your neighbors.
Next, if someone in your block hasn't already been appointed your block leader, contact your local civilian defense council. Ask them to appoint someone. A man or woman whom you can trust to coordinate all the war activities in your block. When there's a salvage campaign in your town, your block leader will get official instructions from headquarters about the campaign and will bring those instructions to you and your neighbors so that you can act without delay or confusion. When you have questions about rationing or price control, your block leader will have official information or will know how to get it. Your block leader will be trained to act as the link between you and all the war activities of your local civilian defense council.
Your block leader will also listen to your problems and take your constructive criticisms straight to the civilian defense headquarters for consideration and action.
But most important of all about the block plan is that it brings your family and the families around you together in a good old neighborly way. You may have to borrow and you may have to lend before this war's over. Lawnmowers, tools, washing machines must be shared and made to last, for there won't be many more. You may have to help take care of your neighbor's children while their mother does a war job. You'll need your neighbor's help, and they'll need yours before the victory's won. So it's really neighbor help neighbor once more. The block plan's an old idea with a new wartime name. Support it because it's American, it's democratic. It's the answer to enemies who think they can defeat us by dividing us and confusing us. It's the home front organized for action. It's the action we promised when we sent our boys across the sea. Support the block plan in your community now. This program, sent you by the United States Office of Civilian Defense, was written by Pauline Gibson and directed by William Russo of the Radio Directors Guild. ¶¶